Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies, and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
And I am going full in Dungeons & Dragons, dude.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it has never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
You gotta put fart noises in there.
People love fart noises.
Yeah, I know. Oh, wait, you're recording it? You're already recording? God damn it, dude. Do this to me all the time. I was gonna tell you, that, like, there's a couple things I wanna make sure we get to,
I can edit this randomly out. Get
our way to them. Fuck that. We're not stopping. There's no stop button on this podcast. There's only a pause button in case I have to poop so bad mid podcast. You know, that we gotta stop that.
Where are you on your level of readiness right now? Are you good?
Oh, I'm at a zero. The odds of me pooping at this during this podcast are, it'd be a freak thing. If I had to poop in this podcast, we'd just have to stop the podcast. That'd be the end of it, because it'd be so shockingly terrifying that I'd just be like, nope, we're done. We're done. We might not be able to do a podcast next week either. So. Dude, shitting yourself as an adult is, like, not cool, man.
It's traumatizing. You think about it for a while.
Definitely. Like, the first thing you got to think about is, who do you tell, right? Because, like, you can't tell. Like it's the kind of thing you're like, well, this crazy thing happened to me, and you want to tell some people, but you're like, yeah, I don't want to tell people you shit yourself, because, like, that's just the fun fact that no one's going to forget.
Well, yeah, to your friends, it's ammunition. You might want to tell your wife, but that might be embarrassing. But yeah, definitely not.
I mean, like, if you don't do the laundry in your house, your wife's going to find out.
Oh, well, that's true.
And if you try to do the laundry yourself, she'll be like, why are you doing laundry? What's going on? Then you're going to have to tell her, like, well, I shit myself. And you're like, well, respect. So,
I might just throw those ones away. Those might just go to the trash.
You know what? I used to keep a spare set of underwear in my glove box, right? And just for that case, just in case, like, I'm working and I'm like an hour, because I was like an hour away from home. I was like, I don't want to have to buy new underwear. Like, you don't want to roll into Target, like, you know, just having to clean yourself off in the gas station bathroom with no underwear, fucking ass is wet, walking through Target. Look, you know, you want to have backup underwear on hand.
Yeah.
And Jackie made fun of me for like a year about this backup underwear. And then one day it wasn't there anymore. And she was like, what happened? I was like, not important.
Yeah. What was important is having the backup underwear.
Yeah, but that backup underwear came in clutch. So fuck you for making fun of me all those times. I think I was pretty smart. So
yeah, Debbie does the backup underwear thing. Like, just like, I think that was just something she grew up doing. Like, so she always, like, I feel like she always has it. And it might be a girl thing too. I don't know. But
also, how many pairs of underwear do you pack on a trip? Like, if your trip is like a 5-day trip, right? Like 4 nights. So assuming you're not going to change underwear when you get there, like, you're going to be there for 5 more days, coming home on the 5th day.
I bring enough for every day. Now, do I wear them all? Do I change my underwear every day if I'm on vacation and stuff? Because sometimes I don't change my clothes the whole time. I'm like, if I'm camping, not like going on a vacation where you're out like doing stuff. I'm talking about, like, just like going camping.
You only bring enough underwear for the amount of days you're there. Like, I bring like 2 extra, 3 extra days worth.
No, I usually just
bring. Like, what happens if you fucking fall in a pool or you get so sweaty and swamp ass?
Everybody always says that. What happens if you get wet? Like, how often are you falling in a pool or getting wet during your vacations? Like, how often does that happen?
How happy would you be? Like, they're not that taking up that much space in your bag. Dude, you always got to have emergency underwear.
Look, I always it's not often I go to like the Serengeti or I'm like off the grid. Usually vacations are somewhere where there's stores, you know what I mean? You can always purchase, you know, new underwear if you need to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like,
dude, I went underwear shopping with Alma on the way to Maker's Camp because I didn't pack enough underwear.
So, I mean, were you under the amount of days you needed, or was this your extra underwear you were going for?
I needed the extra underwear. Oh, okay. Dude, you don't know you're eating, like, you don't know what you're going to be eating out there. The environmental conditions are going to play factor. Like, you know, there's a lot of things out there. And, like, the last thing you want is to not have clean underwear. Like, I'll fucking wear dirty socks. Like, I'll flip them inside out and fucking hope for the best. I'll wear a dirty shirt again. I'll wear dirty shorts. But, like, dirty drawers, man. You can't flip underwear, man. That's not
flip,
a thing.
You can flip underwear. What's the difference between flipping underwear?
First of all, that button on the front of my boxers is on the inside now. That's right there. That's something I don't want to have to, like, factor into my lifestyle. Like, fuck that button, dude. That is thing number one.
I love the idea of people thinking they could flip their clothes. It's the same piece of material.
I mean,
flip it. No, it's fine. It's I mean, I guess for stains on the outside, I guess, yeah, that makes sense. But, like, the cleanliness, you can't flip a clothes.
My favorite is the people who flip their bed sheets, right? Like, in college, yeah. Especially. It's like, dumb motherfucker. Like, it takes just as much energy to put a new set on as it does to fucking take the old one, flip it over, and put it back on. Like, the only difference is you're not doing it in the laundry, and it's like that. That's stupid.
It's like the magic layer in between the top and bottom that keeps the other one clean. So fucking funny.
Yeah, like your fucking farts don't make it through the underwear all the way. It's like the thickness of like a four ply piece of toilet paper, dude. It's not really much there.
That's hilarious, dude. No, I mean, how long will
I did just get rid of a few pairs of underwear because they had aged out.
Oh, no. Yeah, Debbie went through mine a couple of months ago and was like, all right, these, and she bought me a new pair. She bought me, like, another set of them. It's so funny.
Like, why don't guys buy new underwear, man? Like, I don't do it. Like, and I don't understand why, because it's like they're not expensive, right?
Like, I mean, I guess I just figure I'm going to wear them until they either fall off me or, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, nobody else has seen my underwear, you know, except for Debbie, really. So, like, I'm not really concerned about having, like, fancy underwear.
Right?
Or the kids. They don't care. The kids are oblivious.
Are you boxers or a brief dude?
I'm boxers.
Oh, okay. I assume so. But, you know, you don't want to, like, assume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you imagine me walking around in tighty whities? That would be hilarious, dude. Adult men who walk around in tighty whities to me is just so funny.
I bet you at least one or two of our Patreons do tighty whities.
Okay, here's the game. Who's the tighty whitey guy?
Oh, man. You know, dude, first of all, Dave Miller, for sure, tighty whitey guy.
I don't know, man. You think so?
Yeah. Well, no, they're probably colored, right? But they're the brief style. He's a brief man, dude.
Like a boxer, you know? Brief or just...
No, a brief brief. Just straight, like, brief. Fuck, he want thighs out. Let's go.
I was thinking, like, Rustic Joy David. I think, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I can see him rocking the briefs.
I can see him too, man. Like, this is a good way to get more Patreons, is to make fun of our Patreons on the podcast. So
they love
maybe Grant from Dad Crafted too. You know, he's from Iowa.
I think Kamani rocks a Speedo. I don't know about,
but he'd do it ironically. Yeah. You know, like, just in case he had to rip his pants off, and for comedic value, he would want to have the boxers on.
He's probably packing
extra underwear. He's like wearing briefs just in case he has a comedic excuse to bust him out.
Yeah, I was say normally, like, outside of events, Kamani probably is a boxer guy, boxer brief. But I guarantee at events he rocks some sort of fancy, you know, just for that reason, for the comedic, you know, timing aspect.
And Otis wears no underwear. That's 100% fact.
That's obvious. He has no time. That man for hasn't underwear. Owned
underwear in like 10 years, dude. He's no rented time. Tuxes wearing no underwear, bro.
He has no time for that. No time. No. Oh, man. So we're on official Storm Watch, Hurricane Hillary Watch 2023.
Dude, I've been watching this shit. Like, I'm like, holy fuck, what's going on over there, dude? You guys are going to have a hurricane?
Dude, as of, tomorrow it's supposed to, it's here. I mean, it's when I pull up my Doppler
doppelganger
radar, It is
your Doppler radar.
It is very close. It is a lot closer than you want it to be. I know it's still like down like.
Can in you Baja. Like look out the look outside? What's it look like outside?
Oh no, it's beautiful out right now. It's still sunny and you know white clouds and stuff. But yeah, it's definitely a lot closer than you ever want to see a hurricane. Excuse
do,
me.
Do you are you inland enough that you're not really worried about it? You probably get bad storms.
No, yeah, we're far enough. I think by the time it gets to us, because it's got to, you know, depending on which way it comes. If it comes up like the back way up, like through San Diego and stuff, and it could come straight at us. But if it comes through, like if it hits like more like the LA Orange County area and travels this way, then it has to go through like a mountain range kind of thing. So
yeah,
I think it'll break up a lot more. But dude, we're expecting. Yeah. I mean, they're. You know, who knows? I mean, it could be nothing by the time it gets here, or it could be, you know, the most rain we've ever had. I mean, they're saying it could be a year's worth of rain in one day. So that's
quite. Yeah. I remember like a couple years ago, you guys were like, man, we don't ever get rain. Like, we never get rain. And then you're like, oh, no, it's raining all the time now. And now you're like, now we're getting fucking hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
You guys leveled up real fast, bro. Congrats.
Check this out, East Coast. Like we're fucking stepping up our shit. We got earthquakes and hurricanes, baby.
West Coast always thinks the East Coast ain't shit.
Right? We raise your hurricanes. We got earthquakes. And I mean, dude, it's a scary. I mean, the weather's scary these days. I mean, it's interesting. We'll see. Dave Miller was he's down there. He's down closer to San Diego, so he's probably going to get pounded on even worse than
he does love a good pounding. Plus, he's an electrician, so he's probably going to have to be called out to fucking fix some shit.
Yeah, I don't know how that works with the company he works for, but
he's probably listening to this right now going, motherfucker, I don't work for ComEd.
Yeah.
Or whatever power company you guys have out there. I don't know what kind of power company you have.
Yeah, I think it's more of a private. So but yeah, man, we're I went out yesterday and
you have to like do anything to your house to protect it?
I went out yesterday and got sandbags. We actually got an official like first time ever in the history of California. We got a tropical storm warning yesterday. It came over the phone, you know, beep 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 beep, and fucking
yeah,
like and right when that happened, right before it happened, or like earlier in the day, I was telling Debbie like we should probably get some sandbags because our back patio, we kind of lit like the way our property are set up, we have hills hills on the back side of our houses, so
yeah
and, but we're also up on top of a hill, like where our house sits, kind of like a cul-de-sac, but it's like, it's, yeah, so it's a higher elevation. So I'm not necessarily worried about like total flash flooding or anything, but the way my property is set up with the hills in the backyard, our patio tends to get, you know, a lot of water, standing water on it. So I'm concerned that it's not going to drain properly. And if we get a year's worth of rain in one day, I mean, that's going to be a lot of water. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I went out and got 12 sandbags, and I kept telling Debbie, we need sandbags. And she kept like, yeah, we'll go when it cools off. I was like, and I kept telling her we should go. And then all of a sudden we get that alert at like six o'clock last night, it goes off. And then I said, let's go. We get in the truck, we drive to the fire station, which is down the street from our house. And as soon as we pull up and we get out of the car, within 15 minutes of that, there was 50 people, 50 cars. Everybody didn't have shovels. People showed up with nothing. You know, luckily I brought 5 shovels with me because I was like, I knew like maybe I can get the rest of the family to help me shovel sandbags and stuff. But it turned out that didn't happen. But at least I brought 5 shovels I gave shovels out to other people so they could use them to fill up sandbags. And then I ended up just donating one of my shovels to the cause. Cause dude, there were so many people showing up without any way to fill up sandbags, which I thought was stupid completely. But I think they must've assumed that, the city provides that shit or something, but,
you'd probably be a really good apocalypse buddy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
I wouldn't have brought a shovel.
So I got 5 bags of sand in the back of my truck. Then we went and got lunch or dinner. I mean, came home.
Is that enough?
Well, that's the problem is like there was only a limited, they were only handing out 5 bags to each family at the fire station because they were there. I assume this is California. So they don't send out as many supplies as you would think, like maybe back east. Like I'm assuming the firehouses back there keep a shit ton of, you know, supplies for this type of thing, you know, flooding and all that stuff. You guys are normally, you're used to it back there and stuff. Out here, we're not used to that shit, so they probably have the minimal amount of supplies, like, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, you know, 50 people showed up to get a trash bag or to get sandbags yesterday, and they were, like, running out of sandbags. And that's 50, that's, like, 50 families. Imagine, that's the whole city needs sandbags, you know what I mean? So,
Did you get, like, bottles of water, and, like, do you have enough food just in case there's a rush at the grocery store?
Yeah, so yesterday I went shopping for the water and the food, and you know, the lady's like, "Are you stocking up for the thing?" I'm like, "Unfortunately, I'm not. This is just normal, you know, week of food for us." But it just happens there was also a hurricane coming. But I bought a big thing of water just to have extra water. I'm charging all my power supply or you know power pack things, just in case for some reason we lose power. I bought batteries, you know, I got a full thing of propane for my you know, I'm like over preparing for this thing, dude. I'm like it's gonna be sprinkling.
Is your truck box out just in case?
No, but it's in the garage, it's ready to go. But yeah, so then last night at like 12 or like 10:30 at night, I'm sitting here because I came home and I made my little barrier around the back door with the sandbags that I had. And I had just enough to cover the back slider, you know, to make a little 2-pile stack. And then I'm out here getting high last night and I'm chilling and it's like 10:30. And
ooh, do you have enough weed to last you through the storm?
Yeah, we just picked up. So we're good. Okay, we're good there. But
speaking of everything,
essentials, bro. that's an essential. That's like top of the list essential. My dad called me this morning to double check we had everything going on, and that was obviously one of the first things I didn't mention to him. But I was like, it's at the top of the list. No, but so last night at like 10:30, I told Debbie, I was like, "Would you think I'm crazy if I went out and got more sandbags?" And she's like, "No, please go out and get more sandbags because if I tell you not to." And then our house fucking like, it's like, I can't imagine how pissed you're going to be at me. You know, like, so at 10:30 at night, I drove my ass to the city yard, like the city yard where the cops come fill up their gas tanks while they're driving around. And there was me by myself in the middle of the night filling up sandbags. But I got myself like 12 or I think like 14 more sandbags. And then, dude, by the time I was done filling up sandbags, there was another like 6 or 7 people out there filling sandbags up too in the middle of the night. You know, so like people are taking it seriously. It's good to, I mean, I'm glad to see that people are taking it seriously, but
do you have a slip and slide?
I do not.
Have you considered that? Because you will have more water than you've had. And if your house is protected, are you going to do anything fun with the kids? Like maybe like a wakeboard, like, or something like they could stand on and like, you know, standing paddleboard around the yard or something, you know, or
no,
like,
I don't have anything. I have, we have blow up, things for the pool. Our pool is all, that's the other thing is our pool is empty right now and it's still up in the backyard, obviously. Cause it's, you know, we're not taking it down. We just emptied it for the off season. And then we never filled it up for summer because it's just been so damn hot. The kids haven't been wanting to there. So we've been going to GMA's to swim, you know what I mean? I need to do some maintenance on the pool. That's why I didn't fill it up. I'm going to level the ground. That's all that's boring, but our pool's empty right now. So I'm kind of curious how much rain is going to accumulate in the pool during this hurricane, you know what I mean? Or tropical storm or whatever you want to call it. So I don't know, man.
I'm excited for you guys, man.
Yeah, you me know, too. I mean, it's interesting, and it, you know, I'm hoping it, like the thing I read this morning, or the little clip I saw on CNN, it was like the storm has gained 75 miles per hour winds overnight. So it doesn't seem like it's slowing down. That's, you know, so I don't know, man. We'll see.
Let's see if I open up my news app, what is like the main story about it? Because it's got to be about this hurricane.
Well, it was on mine, the top story this morning. Southern California.
Historic tropical storm warning. Jeez.
Oh, shit. I just got a CNN alert right now. Hurricane Hillary. Fuck, it had to be Hillary, too. Like, fucking Hurricane Hillary. It says, is moving faster than expected with flooding rains expected later today. So, yeah, we're fucked. We're going to be underwater. So,
dude, see, every time this type of shit happens, I wonder if my property value goes up. Just like a little bit, right? Because I'm in Chicago. Like, every time it gets more fucked up and crazy other places, like here, the weather just gets nicer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like going to be like 78 degrees and sunny today. You know, no rain, nothing.
Dude. Yeah, Chicago is an interesting place because it's like you guys get pounded during the winter by the wind and the snow.
Not
and-
really. Dude, this whole global warming thing, man, has made the winters less severe, dude. Like, I don't even think it snowed last winter.
It snowed a little bit.
I mean, no, not really. Like, a couple times. Because remember, I got that snowblower, and, like, there was, like, one or two chances to use it, man. It was not snowy at all. Like, not that bad.
I guess you're right.
You know? Like now it's, like, once every 4 years we get just a pounding of it. But, like, really, like, it hasn't, the worst it's been in a while was when I was trying to sell my house in 3 years ago, you know? Yeah. So,
I mean, dude, this could be like
21.
You got a freaking water truck pulling up.
Don't you tell him there's already going to be a lot of fucking water. He needs to chill.
We don't need the water, man. Dude, this is kind of some like scary apocalyptic shit, though. Like to think about, right? 40 years ago, you guys got
earthquakes to worry about there. Like,
well, I'm just saying, the weather's changing so extreme, right? So, like 40 years ago, this is the first ever tropical storm warning, right, in California. California's been around for a long time. This is the first ever, right? So, it's just, you know, are we going to an area where anywhere on the coast is just going to start to get just beat up by weather, right? So, like, eventually people are going to start moving inland, I think, because the weather is going to be so severe on the coastal areas. I mean, like,
have you ever seen what's going to happen to Florida? Like if the water level rises like a foot or something like that, like, most of Florida is gone, which leads me to believe, like, is Florida just going to become water world, or are those people going to, like, move up north? Because I put 50-50 on that either way.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the weather is getting extreme.
Remember Waterworld with Kevin Costner?
Yeah, it was. You like that movie?
Not really, but it was like the most expensive movie ever at the time.
Yeah, I was torn on that movie because I love Kevin Costner. Like, I'm a big Kevin Costner fan.
Couldn't you see Florida going Mad Max on the water?
Totally. I mean, dude, raised, like, all these raised 4x4s and, like, big trucks. I see guys on fan boats.
They're going to put pontoons on their trailers, right? And fucking they'll become water houses.
I picture like, a fan boat gang, right? Where they're just mobbing together in these fan boats, all, like, crazy hair. Dude,
I'm going to die super fast in the apocalypse. It sucks. I think I could hang, but the reality is I'll be like, holy shit, look at those guys on the fucking water boat, and I'm dead. Like, bullet to the lips. You know what I mean?
You got to go full. Now I'm blanking on his name. I just watched the whole season of Twisted Metal. What's the clown's name?
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth. You got to go full Sweet Tooth, man. You're funny. You're a funny guy. You got the craziness.
You're gonna have to murder so many people then, dude. In like the weirdest fucking way possible. It's gonna get old fast. So, dude, that Twisted Metal was really good though.
I enjoyed it. I really did. I thought Anthony Mackie did a great job with his character. I thought it was great. The guy who played Sweet Tooth, could you tell the voiceover?
No, but it's sounding a little bit like
I know exactly who it is.
It was like the guy he's like the voice of Lego Batman.
Yeah. Will Arnett. Yeah, Will Arnett. Yeah, yeah, that's totally who it was. As soon as he started talking, I was like, that's not his. That's Will Arnett's voice. Yeah, it's clearly. Yeah. But that's a weird thing too. Like acting without talking. Do you think do you think when they record that guy who does the acting just kind of says the lines and then they take his audio out and revoice it over?
Yeah, because when they got other actors acting with him, right?
Yeah.
You know, so he's got to be saying the lines.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just such a weird thing, you know what I mean? Because that's the one thing it kind of takes me out of it a little bit because I know it's not his voice and it's a voiceover.
Did you watch the post credit scene?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that show. Go check it out. Twisted Metal. It's on
Peacock. Like the way they ended it, dude, is teed it up to be straight up the video game if they get another season.
Oh yeah, 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 for sure.
Did you ever play that game?
Oh, totally. I played it all the time. I loved that game.
Dude, Sweet Tooth was out of control in that game.
Yeah, no, it was great. I just thought the whole thing
remember there being a John Doe in the game.
Do you? I don't remember that.
I think there was a John Doe.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember, but specific. I couldn't remember specific names of the other characters other than
I remember like Callisto and like a couple of them, but it didn't make sense to me until like the very end when they like kind of lined it all up for that. So then I was like, oh yeah, that is their names. So
yeah.
No,
it's definitely a good show. I enjoy it and I recommend it. It was fun. But it made me think of those fanboat boys. That would be exactly what it would be like. Fucking craziness.
Yeah. Dude, I am speaking of video games though, I am going full into there's a Dungeons and Dragons video game coming out for the PlayStation in like 2 weeks. That is like one of the biggest games of all time. And I am going full in Dungeons and Dragons, dude. I know a guy who plays, and I've asked him to set up like a one night game for me and a buddy of mine. Dude, I'm telling you, these fucking books, man, they got me into this shit, man. And now I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Did you play at all when you were younger? I don't remember.
I did, but I don't think we did it right because I was like the dungeon master. And it was like, a bunch of little kids fucking playing Dungeons and Dragons, you know? And I don't remember, I don't know. I just remember making it as ridiculous as possible, but not like I didn't know the rules and I didn't.
Yeah.
This time, dude, I'm in. I'm ready. I think I'm old enough to be able to. I mean, I'm ready to go full nerd, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold back anymore. Like, and just be like, no, I'm been a fan of comic books. Like being like a comic book nerd isn't cool enough anymore.
It's not.
No, they're like, man, like, no, dude, like, comic book nerds are just fucking normal people now. Like, when I was young, man, like, people were like, you read comic books? I'm like, yeah, man, it's fucking crazy. You should read this shit. And they're like, you're a nerd. I was like, fuck you, man, whatever. Now it's like smoking weed. It's like, you know, oh, you smoke weed? Oh, you're cool then. Like, oh, so before I was a fucking deadbeat, but now I'm like fucking... Can do your taxes? Like, this is great.
Yeah, there is definitely that stigma. Yeah, the Marvel movies and those movies all made comic books cool now.
Need to go deeper into some shit.
Yeah,
right. Just to keep nerd cred, dude. It's you know, I gotta fuck a motherfucker up.
Going full D&D, baby.
I think so, man. Dude, you know what? I like if some maker did Dungeons and Dragons, right? Like I'd be into trying it out. Fuck it, why not?
That sounds like it's straight up Grant's alley. Is Grant like a dungeon master level 9?
I think Grant probably has played it before, but like Grant's at least in my opinion, his nerdiness leans towards like Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Marvel, like DC, like.
Yeah.
Like pop, which is now pop culture nerdiness, right? You know, what are you fucking? You're with your mic?
No, I was just I was clearing my throat. So I was turning the mute on.
You do that into the mic.
I'm trying to be a professional. A way to bring it up.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. So I have.
I think Kamani. It's the second time I brought up Kamani, but for some reason, Dungeon Master, like D&D as a kid. Yeah. I see a little Kamani playing that. I don't know why.
You know what? Like you'll know if like there is a tell if a woodworker is into Dungeons and Dragons. And as if they ever make a dice tower, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you ever see a dude make a dice tower, you're like,
that's a total tell. Unless he's either into D&D or he's starting a new role for
It's the equivalent of like putting a rainbow bumper sticker on your car. You're like, you could be gay.
Yeah.
Like that's a sign you could be gay. Like you fucking make a dice tower. You're like, you could be a fucking D&D nerd.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've never seen a maker outside of like Wormwood, that one account, Wormwood, make any D&D dice shit. I bet you fucking would make a killing with it because there's a lot of people who play that and those people have money.
You should design a CNC file and a 3D printed file of a sick, like, that looks like a castle.
You know there's already a dude who fucking did it, dude.
Made it.
And I saw it, his thing, and he put a dragon
on the top. Dragon would be better.
Right? Like, fucking dragon on the top. Like,
you feed it through the mouth? Do you put it in the mouth of the dragon?
No. You like, bounce it off his nuts. It's like, because he's, like, sitting over the top, so you, like, throw it in there right against the dragon's nuts, and then it falls down the hole.
Oh, I think I'd rather feed it into the mouth than it comes down and comes out the belly of the dragon.
I wish I had design skills where I could make something like that. I'm not that good.
Yes, you are. Okay.
Plus, I'm not like I'd be guessing what people in Dungeons & Dragons would like because I'm not into the Dungeons & Dragons at all right now. I'm just really interested in it. Whereas, like, if it's Star Wars shit, like, I could twist your nipples. Like, I know how to fucking make you go in Star Wars.
Yeah, bro, that thing's sick, dude. That thing's
This thing. Yeah, I'm like sitting there talking about it, thinking this thing was incredible. This crate I made.
Yeah,
and I want a CNC one. Like, I figured out how to make a CNC version of this. Like, where it'd be a full size record crate. But the problem is that look at the bottom. It's all hexagons.
Yeah.
The problem is that I don't, I can't buy any wood right now. So.
Well, yeah, you got.
I'm in a no buying wood thing. So
yeah, I know.
I'm not buying wood. So.
You gotta figure out. You got anything on your shit list you want to talk about today?
Fucking course I do, bro. Let's go. Okay, hold up. I got my shit list right here. Okay. I have a tip for you. So this is, do you have Apple TV? You said you have Apple TV, right?
Is this no? Are you telling me the same tip about the kids thing? Are you repeating?
Nope.
You not take something off your list? All right.
Nope. No. I'm fucking with the kids thing. I did it again to Bubs this week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he was just came running in the room and he's like, Dad, what are you talking about? All I did was kept saying his name again. Bubs, Bubs, Bubs. I recorded myself for like 45 seconds saying his
name. Yeah.
He was there within 20. That's my pro tip. But I have another Apple TV pro tip that comes from my wife.
All right. Jackie's pro tips. That should be a segment.
Dude, this is the one and only tech tip that my wife ever will give to anybody. And I don't know how the fuck she figured it out, but I didn't know it. And my brother-in-law, who's really techie, like he's into technology more than I am, right?
Yeah.
He didn't know it. And it is such a fucking cool tip. And even I know it works on Apple TV. It doesn't work on every single app. It works on most of the apps. And I wouldn't be surprised if it worked on other shit. Was it a hurricane just show up?
Well, I just noticed the clouds are getting a little darker. Anyways.
Oh.
It's right there. It's like right outside the window. Like out the.
Yeah. There's also, remember when I told you there's no chance I'm going to poop during this podcast? That is no longer 100%. So.
Ready list level 2.
They came on. When you looked out the window, my fucking guts went, good morning. So, so here is the tip. You may know this, you may not. it's fucking blew my mind. Okay. So, all you know, right. when you're watching something, okay, and you look, you're like, man, like, and your phone's like on the table and you want to know, like, when is this show going to end? Is it going to be past the time I want to go to sleep? Right.
Yeah. I usually hit the pause button.
Well, I was going to say, if you tap the button, it goes from how much time is left to what time the show will end.
Oh, I didn't know that. I usually just pause. Like, I mean, I'll just usually hit pause just to see how long's left in the show. But I didn't know so you could just tap the button.
Just tap it again. It'll switch from like 10 minutes left to like finishing at 11:50.
What? That's crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, it fucking works. And I tried it on YouTube, and I tried it on Netflix, and I tried it on HBO, and all of them. So when you're watching it, and you tap the button, right? And you know the time at the bottom of the screen shows up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You tap it a second time, and it flips from how many minutes are left to what time the show will end. And it has what time it is right now as the point where your show's at. So it'll say, hey, it's like 10:30, this movie's gonna end at 11:15.
That's pretty cool. That's it helps you from not having to do math. But yeah.
Dude, it helps you. Like, I saw that shit and I was like, she showed me, I fucking was blowing my mind. I was like, I don't even need to write this shit down as shit I need to talk about on the podcast because I was so blown away. And then I went to and asked my brother-in-law, right? And he was like, I didn't know that. And his girlfriend was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, your sister knew something about technology that you did not? Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
it's like a sad moment in his life.
Yes. Fucking, it was crazy. So, yeah, that was something. I got three more things that are left on my shit list for the week. Okay?
Yeah, let's go.
So we're going to do like a choose your own adventure. Right? Ooh. Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
I know you just like it when I do this.
Give me like just a single word to describe each one.
Okay, single word. Okay, first one is Canada. Okay, the second one is two words. My wife, right?
Got it.
And the third one is my dog.
Okay, we just had your wife story. Let's go Canada because we got a few Canadians in here listening to us.
Yeah, we have more. You know, look, I keep forgetting that Nivens and Son is one of those Canadian Mounties.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
going
to
correct me on that later, but he's in Canada. He doesn't have this kind of jurisdiction. So go fuck yourself. I love you, man, but I don't fucking care. So okay, but here's the fun fact. I was talking, you know, Hugh. Human name, yeah. The guy with the dreadlocks and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know he's Canadian, right?
Yes,
Okay, which I love that guy because he's like if you wanted me to describe Hugh, he's kind of like a lumberjack that found a weed in the woods and just was like, "This is my life now," right? Yeah. I love that guy. He's fucking awesome. Okay, so I was talking to him, right? And we were talking about CNC stuff and spindle stuff and whatever and. Like, I talked to him for over an hour, and I asked him, like, what animal in Canada, because he was talking about, like, while I was on the phone with him, a fucking coyote ran right in front of my house, a big-ass coyote. I was like, holy shit, I thought it was a loose dog, but then I'm like, no, that's a fucking coyote.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was trying to show him, I couldn't get the coyote on camera, and I was like, I bet you're up in Canada, you see some fucking animals, right? And I go, what animal are you most afraid to run into in the wild in Canada? And what do you think he said?
I would think bear, right? I would think, you know, grizzly. I mean, I don't know. A fucking big ass bear. I mean, that's what I would think.
Nope.
Moose?
Yup. Moose.
Is that what it is?
Like, okay. He was like, he's like, fuck. Like, he didn't even hesitate. I'm like, what animal would you be most afraid of fucking run into in Canada? He was like, moose. Moose. And I was like, bear? He's like, nope. He goes, you could fucking fight a bear. He goes, you could fucking get away from a bear.
You could fight a bear.
I mean, like, he's fucking, like I said, he's a fucking, like, he looks like he's been listening to Bob Marley tapes chopping down wood in Canada. So I don't know.
He might be able to fight a bear. I don't know if we could fight a bear.
Dude, and like, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, you got mountain lions, you got fucking. fucking probably you got snakes up like snow snakes up there or some shit. I don't know what the fuck you got up there.
Snow
but he was snake. He's like a moose. Yeah, like snow snakes are a thing, right?
I don't know.
You imagine that fucking snow, like it's all white and fucking snaps you in the leg. Like
that's scary shit. That's some scary shit.
Yeah, right? Like yeah, they'd be pretended to be an icicle and he'd just drop down on you and fucking kill you.
Oh Jesus.
Snow all snakes, right, bro. But no, so he was so he was telling me he's like fucking moose will fucking kill you. He goes, and they're gigantic, right? So he said if you're driving on the highway, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know when you see deer, right? You just gotta fucking pray for your life that they're not in front of your car when you get there, right?
Yeah,
because like, if they're exactly running across, you might not have, but they tell you, like, don't fucking swerve off the road because you might just kill yourself and not fucking think.
Yeah.
So moose do this thing, and he called it like trail blocking or some bullshit like that, where they will just stop in the middle of the fucking road, right?
Yeah.
So if you're driving on the highway and there's a moose standing in the middle of the road, what do you think that they recommend you do?
Well, I would. You just said they could kill you, so I assume like wait for it to move. I don't know. I mean, like
no, you're going down the highway, bro. You're going like fucking
like 85.
Whatever.
You're going 65
down the highway,
and a moose walks out in front of you, or is
just fucking standing in the middle of the road, like, hey, fucker.
I don't know. I would assume it would be to stop, but you're making it seem like I'm wrong, but I would assume
you are wrong. He suggested that he was told that if you see that, you're supposed to gun it. Right?
How does that make any sense?
Because a moose is so tall that the hope is that you undercut its legs and it rolls over the top of your car, right? Okay? Because if that thing comes through the windshield, you're for sure fucked, right? And so they want you to gun it, dude.
That seems strange, dude. I don't know. I mean, if I'm in a
this
fucking...
This is what he told me. This is my notes right now.
I believe you.
You and the moose, speed up. Bears, not so much. That's what I wrote down, bro. Those are the exact words.
I'd be, dude, like the size of the fucking antlers on that thing. If you were to hit it, I don't know. That seems strange, dude. I feel like you're going to hit it.
He said he knew a nature photographer, okay, who like has run into polar bears, which polar bears are one of the few animals that will hunt humans, right? He's fucking petted grizzly bears in the wild. He's like, this dude is like fucking out there. And he was like, and that guy said, if I see a moose, I'm running up a tree because fuck that moose.
Damn, moose are vicious.
Dude, Jesus. Yeah. Like, hey, you know what else is vicious? Hippopotamuses.
Oh, I know about those. Yeah, I know those things will fucking kill you.
Escobar had fucking hippopotamuses.
Bro, I worked on the jungle cruise. You know how many hippos I've shot in my lifetime?
Oh man. My God.
Dude, yeah, that's crazy. Moose. Watch out for those moose. Jason, watch out for the moose, buddy. Nivinson's. Yeah.
Judge had to respond to moose calls before. I guarantee it. He's probably like, fucking fuck these moose. He's probably killed like 100 moose.
I was going to say, do they hunt? They got to be hunt like, I wonder if they're overran with moose like they are with deer down here.
I don't know.
In Michigan and stuff.
Have you ever seen video of moose running through snow?
I mean, I'm sure I've watched those nature shows.
No, bro. Like, I'm fucking pulling this shit up right goddamn now. Okay, hold on. Moose running. Yeah, dude. All I got to do is moose and the letter R. It's like, here we go. Here's a 2-minute video to fucking blow your fucking goddamn mind. Hold on. Ben, B-E-N-N. There we go. Look at this shit. Fucking moose running through this goddamn snow. Okay. You're going to be like, dear fucking Lord, right? How far do you have to go into this video? Hold on.
Trapped moose running past us.
All right, hold on. You got to go to like... Yeah, just go to like a minute and like 40 seconds in.
These guys don't seem scared. They're standing there watching this fucking thing.
Well, they're fucking idiots, bro. Dude, just go to like a minute and 40 seconds in.
I'm going.
Like a fucking... Dude, you do not want to fuck... Right? Like, that thing is fucking running, bro.
Oh, damn. It... Whoa, that shit can move.
Right?
Oh, dude, if you get hit by that thing, you're fucked.
Yeah, right?
That thing, that's like a fucking Volkswagen coming at you.
Here you go. I'll fucking send you another one. This is people being chased by a moose.
These damn people are just sitting there watching this thing fucking...
Well, people are fucking idiots. They fucking see the moose and they're like, isn't that beautiful? Yeah. So majestic. Like, motherfucker, you're about to die.
I'm surprised they haven't, like...
And there's no, like, hey, well, at least maybe I'm faster than my friend, so I'll live and...
Dude, these guys are in a car, and this thing is catching up to them.
In snow!
Shit.
In snow, bro!
Yeah, those things can fuck. I'm telling you, you don't want to
fuck with this thing. A fucking moose is fucking fuck that thing.
Those things can move. That's something, like, yeah, I would never have guessed they were that fast. I would think they were slow and, like, lumbering. Those things, you couldn't escape that. You couldn't outrun that. Like, there's no way.
No.
There's no way.
I mean, you know. I don't know if you most animals I cannot outrun. What animal do you think you could outrun?
That's a good one. Well,
I mean, like a gerbil, for sure.
Well, speaking of gerbils, I think that thing you saw in the front yard was a gerbil, bro. I don't think that was a rabbit.
I think it was a bunny, man.
To me, it looked like a gerbil or like a fucking... Or like,
Grace had to eat that fucking thing, dude. That's what it was. I was walking him, and he was also fucking trying to yank my fucking shoulder out of the socket, trying to get this little goddamn fuzzy little thing. And like, it was just sitting on the sidewalk, terrified. I'm like, well, what do I do about this? By the time I walked around the block, it was like, yeah, I'm out, bro.
It wasn't, I wasn't thinking gerbil. I was thinking chinchilla, is what I was thinking. It didn't look like a rabbit to me. Anyways.
Do you think you can outrun a snake?
I think I could outrun a snake. Okay. I think I couldn't outrun a dog. No. No cats. No way.
I'm Googling, bro. What?
Turtles, for sure. Snakes.
Yeah.
I think I could outrun a snake. I don't know. Those snakes are fucking quick, man. I mean, definitely, you know... I don't know, man. That's a good question. Dude, I would have said moose earlier.
Outrun the world's most dangerous animals. What animals can a human outrun?
Sloth? It's going to say, like, not many.
Dude, I don't know. And obviously, there's not a lot of information... Yeah. Oh, here's 10 North American animals you definitely can't outrun and why. Here, you want to know the top 10 animals you can't outrun and why?
The top
in at number one.
No, okay. One goes start at 10.
Okay,
oh, start at one. Sorry. Who starts a list at one?
Okay, fine.
Nobody's gonna stick around for 2 through 10.
Okay, coming in at number 10 of animals that you definitely can't outrun in the North America. The bald eagle, averaging a gliding speed of 35 to 40 miles an hour and a maximum dive speed as fast as 100 miles an hour. It may seem unfair for this to be on the list since it's capable of flight, but it just goes to show you can't outrun freedom. Number 9.
Man, America!
This is off of outdoorhub.com. I love this already. Not all of them have that awesome of a description. Number 9, the bison. Can't outrun a fucking bison.
Okay.
That's running 30 to 40.
That looks like another big lumbering animal that you would think.
Number 8, caribou, which I don't know if that's different than a moose, I think. Training wildlife such as a close distance is not recommended. Oh, yeah, trailing wildlife is not recommended.
Yeah, caribou are the ones with the big horns, like the crazy twisted horns, I think.
Yep. Number 7, a wolf. That's going 31 to 37 miles an hour.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Number 6, mountain lion. That's going 40 to 50. That's the fastest speed so far. Number 5, a deer. It goes 35 to 45, but it tops out at 47 miles an hour. Fuck that. Number 4 on the list. We're coming for number 4. You ready for number 4?
Number 4.
Elk. 45. Yeah. I don't know the difference between a caribou, an elk, and a moose, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, they're all in that. Yeah, they're like deer.
Dude, number three, moose. 30 to 35 miles an hour. And the video example they provided is the one I sent you.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, good thing it's cruising.
Number two, black bear. 30 to 35 miles an hour. And the number one animal, you're definitely not fucking outrunning in North America, the brown bear. 30 to 40 miles an hour.
Damn, bears are at the top of the list.
Good fucking luck. You know?
You see all those movies of people like outrunning bears. You're like, fuck you. You ain't running 40 miles an hour. You see
people outrunning bears, dude.
I'm just saying. You see like... You see, you know, camping movies and shit where they're like, you know, great outdoors. Like, they're fucking outrunning that fucking big ass bear, like when he's chasing him.
Dude, there's this book my kids like to read. Well, they liked it when they were kids. It's called I'm Going Out for a Bear Hunt, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the dumbest fucking
bear hunt. We're going on a bear.
Dude, that's the dumbest fucking book I've ever read in my whole life. Like, who that family was so fucking stupid. Dude, they all should have died at the end of that book. Like, I read that book and they're like, we're going on a bear hunt. And I'm like, I look at my kid, I'm like, this is a fucking horrible idea. Like, do not fucking ever do this. It's like also the other one that children's books that suck is The Giving Tree. You ever read that one?
Oh, yeah.
The fucking tree gives its whole life for this selfish ass kid, right?
Yeah.
Fucking punk ass motherfucker. He just takes more and more for this fucking tree until it's just a dead stump. And then the guy's like, I fucked up everything. Like, that is humanity right there.
Bro, it's a message of love. It's a message of.
No, it's a message of selfish motherfuckers taking and taking and taking.
It's a story to teach you about that, though. That's what.
No, it's a story that if you're fucking selfish, you could take everything from somebody and ruin their life. And it could be for nothing. Don't be a selfish dick. That's the message.
It's like all about like, it really is when you break it down. Like, this is a way to fully take advantage of somebody and they'll completely continue to love you. But you can keep shitting on them. And then,
dude, I mean, the story is told from the tree's perspective, right?
Yeah.
It's not told from the kid's perspective. We're like, I just needed something. And then my tree gave me a branch like to help whatever. No, that motherfucker, they chopped that bitch down to nothing. Okay. Burnt it up. Fucking.
Yeah.
Did nothing with it. Fucking. It was a dead stump. And then the fucking kid came back for more. Like, fuck that kid.
Eventually he comes and sits on it. We're ruining this for anybody.
So after you think I can't give you anything else, I got nothing fucking left, you just roll in and sit on me? Fuck you, man.
You're missing the beautiful message behind that story, I think.
There is not a beautiful message. Fuck that book, dude. And the bear hunt book. They could go both fuck themselves.
Here, Shel Silverstein is like rolling over in his grave.
No, that motherfucker.
He tried to teach a beautiful lesson to people out there in the world.
I like some of his shit, but that fucking one was a complete, like, he must have been on fucking heroin or something when he wrote that shit. Like, I just need another fucking hit of heroin. I know I've already taken everything from you. Can I take more? Like, fuck
it's
that.
It's like
man.
the junkies, handbook or something. I don't know.
Yeah, fucking it's exactly like I'm fucking I sold your TV. Sorry. But can I have some money? I really need some more heroin. Like that guy was probably Shel Silverstein in the book.
It was a metaphor.
Metaphor, and that tree was like his whole entire family.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I got those two more. Okay, we're running low on time. Okay.
Let's go dog.
Okay. So I finished the dog cabana, right?
Yes. I have things to talk about that real quick. I have questions for you, but go ahead.
And to thank me for fucking finishing the dog cabana, Grayson ran away yesterday.
Wait,
we got him back.
I was going to say, you buried the lead a little bit. Jesus Christ. I just,
yeah, he fucking runs away. So we're not going to mention names in this because it was nobody's fault, and I don't want anybody in my family to get really upset, but one of us left the front fucking door open, okay? We all know who did it.
Yes.
He fucking was like, front door's open, peace out, fucking walks out the front door, hangs a right, okay? goes all the way down the street. I mean, he's so quiet, dude. Like,
I'm surprised you even knew he was gone.
We didn't, because I asked Bubs. I'm like, hey, you got to walk Grayson, right? Because we've been making the kids walk the dogs at walk Grayson in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So Bubs is doing a great job. We start calling him. He doesn't come. Where's he at? So fucking, I go outside. He's not there, right? He's not in the house. He's not outside. We looked everywhere. And he basically, what happened was he ran down to the corner, turned right, walked to the next corner, and then was just sitting there trying to figure out what his next move is. Somebody's driving by in a car, sees him. It's like, this is a really fucking cute dog. Why is he running around with no leash on, right? And he doesn't have, like, he has a collar on, but he didn't have, like, a tag on it, right? So they take a picture of him, throw him in the car, okay? Post the picture to, like, this dog group on Facebook and was like, hey, we found this dog today. He's super sweet. Whose dog is this? And fortunately, Jackie's friend was a member of that group, because you couldn't just fucking join into this group. You had to get accepted into this group.
Yeah. That's how those Oak Facebook Park
dog
things
parents
are.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's my friend's dog, right? So within minutes, we were talking to these people, and they're like, oh, yeah, man, we want this dog. And we're like, you can't have my fucking dog. They're like, we know. We'll bring him back to you. Right? We'll bring him back to you. It's fine. Fucking fine.
I wish they would have had some. God, I wish the story would have went a different way. They could have had a ransom note. They could have got something out of you for it.
Dude, but fucking Grayson had a fucking great time. He fucking went to their house, played with their dog, ate their dog's food, ate their cat's food. Okay. And then they bring him back. He gets a nice little car ride with the other dog. And, like, they brought him back. But I was like, you motherfucker. Like, he was like, this is the good life, man. He's like, wow. I had a taste of it. He's like, fuck you guys. He's had a hard time since Elvis passed, man. You know?
Oh, I bet. I mean,
he was just like, he just wants to be a place where there's lots of activity and action in the house all the time.
Yeah. That story went a different direction. I wasn't expecting all that. I thought he ran off. You went down the street and grabbed him, but there was a whole other element to that.
He fucking left, dude, bro. He was out.
He was gone.
Dude, like, if we didn't think to check Facebook, I'd maybe never see him again.
I know. Days. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Which also goes to prove that he's so fucking good looking that he's not going to make it out on the streets for long. Somebody's just going to scoop him up and this is my dog now.
Yeah. You're lucky these people were nice. That could have been their dog. Yeah. That's fucking nuts.
Just wait till he decides to fucking yodel on their ass, though.
So the good dog cabana.
Yes.
Has he gone in it?
Yes, he loves it.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
He does. Awesome. He actually, like there. So I finished it and I had it out there in the yard, and he was in the yard. And I came out of the shop and I look to my left, and there he is. He was sitting in it. I didn't even ask him to sit in it. And like, if I tell him to get in it, he will sit it and lay down in it. He really does like it.
That's awesome, man. Because I know that was a big concern that you were worried about.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely digs it. Sometimes he doesn't want to be in it, you know, like laid next to it. But, and he also likes the water in the back. He drank out of that. So
that's great.
You know, it's totally great for him.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm glad it turned out great. I saw Komar posting about the thing he's working on. That's just a cool, I think that's a cool, like, build, you know, build stuff for your dog. I should do that.
You ever want to do a dog house?
I do, actually. I just haven't done it.
Lindsay's doghouse was dope. The Modustrious Maker's doghouse was fucking dope. Bart's doghouse is fucking, like...
I like the idea of doing... I don't think I'd do a traditional doghouse, but, like, what Lindsay made, like, some sort of, like, bench dog bed type thing. Like, I dig that. And actually, I have, right out here in my front yard, I have this ottoman, like, this old ottoman from our old couch, right? Yeah. And fucking... One day I was when we were moving the couch and everything out of the house, I just stuck the ottoman in this corner, like in our front, by our front door. That's like, it's kind of tucked. We have like this, you know, part of our house jets out, you know what I mean? Like a little facade that comes off the front of the house, you know, in between the two windows, like a little section like this that comes out. Yeah. And I tucked the ottoman up against in that little corner, and our dog just ran, or Harley just ran up and laid on it. And like sat in the sun for like hours, and I was like, man, she loves that spot. So I just have, I left that ottoman there, and now it just sits there for all the time, but it looks kind of crappy. You know, it's starting to get kind of torn back from the sun and everything. So, but I think that would be kind of a cool thing to like, yeah, build like a bench there, put a bench there with a, you know, the same thing kind of like Lindsay made, like a bench with a cushion on the top where she could lay on it, but we could also use it as a bench for us. You know what I mean? But it'd be a dual purpose. So yeah, I think I'm going to do something like that. That'd be fun.
It'd be cool, man. And all the wood turning you've been doing lately is incredible, dude. You really took to wood turning quick.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. No, and I love it. Yeah, I'm hooked on it.
I like that spittoon you made.
It's totally what it seems. It's so funny. It's true. And you buy it, you can use it wherever you want. You know, you want to make a spittoon.
Support Ben and buy his spittoon. If you're dipping in the shop, it'd be perfect for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it. The next project I'm making is a meat tenderizer, which I've never made before. And I mean, the mallet is the simple part, right? I know how to make mallets. And I made a tester yesterday. I just knocked out the mallet real quick, but cutting the front part of the tenderizer part, you know what I mean? Like the, you know, all the little grooves and everything.
Yeah.
I need to get a router. I think the best option, I think, to do that would be a V. A V router bit, I think, would be the best option for that, right?
Something, dude, I've seen a guy, okay, who built like basically a router sled over his lathe, right? And he made templates, right? So if he wanted a shape to his mallet, let's say, and the mallet shape to be the same every time, he basically had the router and it would go, and then it would go down the fucking thing and then back up, and he would use the same bit and do it every time. Dude, I bet you could fucking turn that thing and like you can make the grooves going around this way the same, and then you just can just go back and forth, turn it back and forth, turn it back and forth, and get those spiky things on there, dude.
Yeah, that's what that's the goal. I need to figure out the best option for that.
Don't hurt yourself, bro. But you don't you understand what I'm saying. Do I need to draw it out for you?
Well, yeah, you're going to need to draw it out for me because, you know, my brain doesn't work like that. Yeah. I try and follow along, but I get confused. But definitely a new challenge for me, and it shouldn't be that difficult. I think a router bit with a V on it would be the best option. I tried to do it with my table saw yesterday, but it doesn't work. I couldn't figure out. My brain wasn't like allowing me to figure it out, but. So if anybody out there in our patrons or anybody out there who's made, if you've ever made a meat tenderizer, reach out to your boy and give me a tip.
There you go, baby. There you
go. Anything else? Oh, wait, we got one more on your list, right? Your wife. Tell me about your wife.
Dude, this is a short one.
Okay.
So I needed my printer in my office, not my 3D printer, my regular printer. It wasn't working, and I 3D printed a bunch of stuff for Lindsay and for Tracy at M&T, right?
Yeah.
And so I printed all this stuff and I wanted to send it to him, which I'm horrible at fucking sending shit, right? And so I asked my wife, I'm like, hey, could you print me these two shipping labels, right? And she's like, sure. And she's like, send it to this email address, and it was her work email address, right?
Yeah.
And then she reminds me, she goes, please don't get yourself blocked from my work email again, right? With a winking face emoji, right?
You're not allowed to use winking face emojis?
No, bro. This is over text message because she sent me the email just over text, which reminded me that at her last job, one of my email accounts was flagged and blacklisted, and I could never email her because it was so suspicious what I was putting in that email that her company was like, this guy is up to no good, right? And he is emailing me inappropriate things. You are blocked. And I was permanently blocked from emailing her at that one company because I was emailing a lot of like really sexual innuendo stuff, you know, innuendo. You know, and so I kept like emailing her stuff that was like just over the line of appropriate, right? Yeah. And I swore a lot in the email. And I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. Fuck these motherfuckers. Seriously, they could suck a bag of dicks. And it was like blocked. So she reminded me that when I emailed her this time, she was like, please don't fucking get your email blocked again. Please, for, you know, for being yourself.
Yeah. For being you.
Yeah.
Don't be you. When you send me this email, can you please just not be you?
Which now Instagram and my wife just don't want me to be me. So that's cool.
All right. Are we done with this shit list?
Yeah. We're done. So,
now I can bring up the fact that what the fuck, you have hour long phone calls with this Hugh guy, and like I've called you like six times this week, and you can't spend 5 minutes talking to me.
I thought it was going to be a 5 minute phone call. I've called you, and you were fucking busy. Okay, like fuck you, man. You are not fucking available all the time either, okay? So, like, it's not like you're fucking sitting there like my mom does sometimes. It's like, I hope Luke's going to call me. I called him about for fucking 5 minutes to explain to him what I liked and didn't like about the spindle on my CNC, and then just the conversation kept going. He's a really interesting dude. Not to say you're not. It's not what I'm saying.
I'm not going to
fucking ditch you. He doesn't have an interest in running a podcast for me. So
I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, your position is safe. Okay. It's not like I'm going to fucking leave you because someone else is like, I'll run the board. It's cool. No.
I'll edit everything for you.
Plus, Luke, you know, sometimes I don't want to talk to you because I got so excited about some shit. And I want to talk it on the podcast because I think it's fucking hilarious.
I know. It's just funny. Like I told Debbie last week, I was like, because you called me like twice last week. Once we were literally about to leave to go do dinner or something. And then the second time you called me last week, we were literally driving off to go camping.
You were so close to going to camping that when I called you, it hooked to the Bluetooth in your car. Okay. Because the car was running and the fucking kids were in the car. Like, my time could not have been worse. What's up, motherfucker? And like your kids are hearing me in the car, okay? And you're like, fucking, I can see you frantically trying to fuck with your phone, and it looked like you couldn't hear me. I'm just swearing like left and right.
So funny, man. All right, what were you gonna say before I said you said you were the one last thing you were gonna say?
Fucking jealous ass bitch. seriously, you know. I love you, Ben. You mean the world to me. You're special. There's nobody else. There's just you.
Whatever, Hugh. Goddamn you, Hugh.
Hugh,
I didn't know I had a new enemy, but I guess I do.
Hugh is not my type. I love Hugh. Like, he's too tall. He's too good looking. So yeah, we're not fucking.
Oh, by the way, Dave Miller says we need to promote our podcast more.
He's not wrong.
He told me this week, he's like, you guys, you know, if you guys really just tried to promote your podcast, it might actually, like, you know, you might get some more followers and stuff, you know. He's like, you guys never talk about your podcast. I'm like, you're right.
I like being the best podcast nobody's ever heard of, like, you know.
It was pretty funny, though.
we should and I gotta do more than like fucking just share your post when you do it, you know.
I appreciate the minimal effort.
Yeah.
Reshare. All right. Yeah.
Great. Got you, bro. I got you. Reshare that shit. Plus, I'm going to reshare 14 other people's sponsored posts. Enjoy. It's going to be buried in that shit.
So funny.
Okay. No, but like, look, we got merch now, right? Nobody's buying it. Don't worry. We got merch.
I'm totally worried.
Yeah, we got merch, and we got I sent you the merch.
I know.
And I'm so eager, but I gotta re-up my new shirt design that I'm fucking in love with, the blue tape shirt, right? I fucking love that thing, man. Like, that is gonna be the one that fucking painters are gonna want it, right? Woodworkers are gonna want it.
Oh yeah.
That one's gonna take off. Shit. Dude, that one's gonna be fucking huge, dude. Every huge. Time I like the Grad Scientist one, I'm like, everybody's wearing a Grad Scientist shirt. I think like two people. Eric's bought the Grad Scientist hat like four times. No bank ties, Eric. So
he probably loses what it I wanted in to the say, ocean.
Yeah, that's why. But no, I wanted to say that Ben and I, you know, if you are a patron of this podcast, Ben and I finally figured out what to do with the Patreon money. We've been holding on to money for over a year. It's starting to accumulate, and we're like, well, we should probably take some of this money out or spend some of this money. So the one idea we came up with that we both agreed on was we're taking out a large portion of the Patreon pool, and we're just spending it on our Patreons in the dumbest, funniest way we could think of, right?
Yeah,
perfect. So it's hilarious. So all of our Patreons are getting custom exclusive shirts. They're not going to be available anywhere else than to the Patreons of our podcast. If you happen to be a listener of the podcast and you aren't a Patreon, look, if you fucking decide to become a Patreon before I get these shirts out, which is going to be, you're going to hear this on Monday, I'm going to give it like another week. So if you hear this and you become a Patreon within that week, okay, I'll include you in the shirts, okay? And what else you get for being a Patreon is you get to be a member of our chat group, which is by far the best part about Instagram right now. I love that fucking chat group. And we only talk about food being fat and stupid stuff, but there has been a lot of fighting internally since Justin from Campfire Workworks joined it about camping, which we will be doing. If you're listening to this on Monday, on Friday, we will have an official debate on what is camping, right? And it's going to be Lee versus Justin. Ben, I'm going to need you on there if you're available to keep score. I'm not going to keep score. But I am working on a list of like four or so topics, right? Like categories, you know? That I want them to kind of debate over. And we're going to see, like, who's right? Is Lee right that glamping is camping? Or is Justin right where, like, if you have more than like a box of matches, you're not camping?
Exactly. Like, and are you going to be wearing a full tuxedo for this?
Yes, I will be wearing a tuxedo. For this, 100%. This is going to be a formal debate, and we're taking this very seriously. This is a jointery sponsored debate, so you should probably join in from the jointery account.
And I expect this week some sort of campaign video produced.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
By each party, I think we need some sort of campaign video.
Yes. I'm going to ask them for like a 15-second video of who they are and what their opinion of camping is, right? Yeah. And then I'll do the rest.
So yeah, that'd be great.
It's going to be so stupid. I love it. So, yes. So, this is the kind of shit, like these inside jokes that all our Patreons get. You can't get these without being a Patreon. So let me thank these motherfuckers right now.
Yeah.
So... and I got a funny story about one, and we're going to play games with two of them. So here we go. Thank you to our patrons, Kyle Foot for the footwork, Woodworks, Matthew Girard from the Wooden Mustache, still giving free rides, Lee O-Man from Regal Street,
O-Man,
taking the position of glamping is camping, Dave One Grit Wirt, who finally chimed in on the podcast group. He's still alive. So please go with Tim from Turgworks. I told him, dude, I messaged him and I was like, yo, you know, you're still a Patreon, right? And he was like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, yes, you are. So I sent him a screenshot and he's like, what the fuck email is that? I'm like, you tell me. And like, I think he tried to un-Patreon himself for like, I don't know, fucking a week. And then he finally was like, well, it's $2.50 a month for Europeans. So he's like, eh, I don't fucking care. He's like, that's fine.
Thanks, Tim.
Just take. So thank you, Tim. I know you're not going to, because I said, I know you're not listening to the podcast. And he was like, how do you know? And I'm like, because I've been talking shit about you every fucking week and you haven't messaged me once. He's like, then you're right. So, yeah. I mean, that's how you know. I know people don't listen to the podcast is when I talk shit about them and they don't say anything to me.
Yeah.
Dave the Thriller Miller. You need to pick a number 1 to 10. ChatGPT is doing the beards, and he's doing Murdoch's thing. I only gave it the prompts. I said, give me a description of a guy. I started with Murdoch. Give a description of a guy with overwhelming energy. They must be short. And I said, it's got to be in the style of, he's got Black Friday Waffle House energy. Is it what I gave it? And then the only thing I followed that up with, I said, can you go back and make it way more ridiculous? I'm like, they don't need to be completely make sense. And then it get, this is we're going to get to him. But the
all right, all right.
Fucking ChatGPT knows. So 1 to 10. Dave the Tyler Miller, he's got beard like
6.
Like a Wild West gunslinger with Gold Rush energy. Oh, it fucking it gave everyone beard related energy. So okay. He's got Gold Rush. He's got gunslinger energy with a Gold Rush guns, like a Wild West gunslinger with Gold Rush energy. Okay. I mean, the one was like Wizard Wisdom with Forest Mystery energy, like Lumberjack Pride with Squirrel Nest energy, you know, Viking Warrior with Epic Saga energy.
Yours were much funnier off the top of your dome than the GPT ones, but I don't want to have to make you work.
He's got a beard like a fucking hula dancer skirt. Just want to fucking get up in that shit. All right. Who we got next? Billy Estes from the Simplewood Woodco. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. He is not reading the chat group either. I guarantee you he has that chat group muted. I got to ask him if he wants a shirt or not. Eric from Bumbleshoots, the unofficial lube of the podcast. Alan from Ormworks, who I think I messaged him about the shirts, and I think he thought I was trying to sell him a shirt, and he was like, yo, bro, I'm good right now. I'm like, it's free, motherfucker. Like, do you want it or no? The Collywood, I mean, I don't know why people are so hard about this goddamn free shirt. The Collywood Canoe Company, they ain't making no canoes. Dad from Grant from Dad Crafted. And by the way, I don't know if you've seen the thing he's making me, but holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, it's ridiculous.
I told him what I wanted, and he just went wild. Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Toolworks. Woodworks. God damn, why did I say Toolworks? Kamani from Van Stray Design. The fine folks at P.L. Smith, Luke, Priscilla, and Lily. Plus one on the way. Otis from Pine and Elite Woodworks. He's got energy. Now pick one, number 1 to 10.
4.
Unicorn energy on a unicorn on a sugar high with a laser show energy. You want to pick another one just for fun?
7.
He's like a flamingo playing electric car and a snowstorm energy. I like number 9. He's like a walrus on roller skates and pinball machine energy.
Okay.
Or Ted's good. He's got cat riding a vacuum cleaner and mariachi band energy. Two's good. He's like a caffeinated squirrel with a jetpack energy.
Caffeinated squirrel. I can see that one. A squirrel drinking a coffee with a jetpack. That's a good description.
And like ChatGPT really took my "it doesn't need to make sense" seriously, because he's got a rubber chicken and a tornado in a teacup energy.
Oh my god.
These are all good.
So good.
Juggling a chainsaw and a firework factory energy. Or kangaroo with a tambourine and a rocket launch energy. All right, Murdoch, you can pick any of those. Have fun. Nick Prim from Nick Prim Woodworkings. Nothing to do with that. Judd the Mountie from Nivens and Son Woodworks. And your apocalypse buddy, Justin from Campfire Woodworks. He literally lit our chat group on fire with his camping shenanigans.
Yeah, you guys are the best. We love you guys. Thank you for being our patrons. And if you guys want to support us and join the patron group, go over to Patreon. There's a link at the bottom of every episode. You can click on that, and it shows you how to choose your way you want to support us, basically. So yep. We really appreciate you guys, and we love you guys, and the shirt's coming. Before we get out of here today, Luke, I want to bring up something a little real, and I just want to talk about real quick. Our friends over at Bumbleshoots, Eric and Crystal, are going through something pretty tough and serious right now, guys. And I'm not going to get into a ton of details and everything, but go, you know, check out Eric's page this week, the Bumbleshoots page. They started a new foundation. in honor of their son that they lost. And I'm not going to get into a bunch of details, but they had a tragedy and lost one of their newborn son. And they started a new foundation called the Albrecht Foundation, and they're looking for donations and information. They're providing information, and they're, you know, you can sign up and you can donate and you can share and you could talk about it. And it's something that they feel really passionate about, and I'd like to get that out there to you guys. Go check it out. Go check out Bumbleshoot's page, and Eric does a great job kind of explaining the whole situation of what happened. And then he talks about the new foundation and stuff. So go check out this and support them, because they're going through something really tough right now, guys. And Eric's a good friend of ours, and he's been a big supporter of this podcast. So I want to go out and support them as much as possible, guys. So go check it out, the Albrecht Foundation. And, you know, go see the post on Eric's page, and you can learn all about it if you don't really know what's going on yet. Anyways, Eric, Crystal, we love you. Thank you so much for being here for us. And we just, you know.
And honestly, you know, look, if you don't support the Albrecht Foundation, support them anyways by buying the Bumbleshoot stuff. Because, like, not only, like, is this stuff horrible, but, like Ben introduced me to Bumbleshoots, like over a year ago, right? And yeah. I remember you talking about how this is great new Finnish company. And you introduced me to Eric, like, immediately thought he was a super cool guy, started using his stuff. Like, I enjoyed talking to him more than I expected. And I enjoyed hearing about their story, and their product just happened to be fucking great. So, like, you know, I've tried to help him any way I can, and like they're great people. They're going to be, the product is available in Rockler Woodworking now. I think it might be available
in Woodcraft and like Rockler both.
Yep, he's supported by the community, and like he's just a friend of ours, right? He's not, he doesn't, like, he supports us sometimes with product and stuff like that, but like our friendship comes first, and him and his wife Crystal are just amazing people. And I definitely, you know, they need some love from the community right now. And I appreciate you bringing that up, Ben.
Yeah, no, definitely. I've been thinking about it constantly this week. And I just think this is a good opportunity for people out there to go out and show them some love and show them some support. And, you know, we love you guys. And, you know, I know that's not usually what we do here on this podcast, but it's all about the laughs and the fun. But something serious going on in our community, and we need to support them. So go out there and show them some love, guys. We love you guys.
Yep.
All right, Luke, get us out of here, man.
All right, back to the stupidity. Take it away, Tim. Beef and stuff. Wait, is it Tim now, or are we doing the Judd one? Which one are we rolling with? Are we taking away Judd?
I've been switching them back and forth. So.
Okay, then take it away, Judd or Tim. I don't know which one Ben goes with. So, beef and stuff.
I love you guys.
Yep.
Bye.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.